Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Seth Moorhead. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Seth Moorhead. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Newcomb. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Don Newcomb. And now, play ball. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Temple reaches second base with a double. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Sawatzky and he is safe. Temple steals third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sawatzky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a pop-up towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Post reaches second base with a double. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Jones moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. Seth Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to home to get Jones. Fernandez moves to third. Sawatzki moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields the ball and throws to Newcomb covering. Safe. Fernandez scores. Sawatzki scores. Moorhead moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Phillies, 2, Reds, 2. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moorhead moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moorhead scores. Anderson scores. Ashburn moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Phillies. Mike Cuellar now pitching. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Phillies. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ennis. Jones reaches second base with a double. Post moves to third. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Granny Hamner pinch hits for Karl Sawatzki. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is walked intentionally. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-3, Phillies. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ashburn moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Al Schroll now pitching. Jim Hegan now catching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Anderson catches it and throws to first to double up Pinson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Reds 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Post is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ennis. Schroll reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Hegan goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Phillies. Willard Schmidt now pitching. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 10, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ennis hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0-for-1 in the game. Wisenant is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 10, and the Reds 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wisenant. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Ashburn scores. Bauschi moves to third. It's 11-3, Phillies. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Post hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauschi scores. Anderson moves to third. It's 12-3, Phillies. Tom Acker now pitching. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Anderson scores. Two outs. It's 13-3, Phillies. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 13, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. John Powers pinch hits for Tom Acker. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post. Powers reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. McMillan moves to third. It's 13-4, Phillies. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMillan tags and scores. One out. It's 13-5, Phillies. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powers moves to third. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powers scores. It's 13-6, Phillies. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 13, and the Reds 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Mabe now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. One out. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Schroll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 13, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ennis hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0-for-2 in the game. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a line drive towards first. Bausch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 13, and the Reds 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Mabe covering, for the out. One out. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bausch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Post hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 13, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Bowman now playing right field. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Bob Mabe. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thurman for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schroll fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 13, and the Reds 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ennis. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. It's 14-6, Phillies. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Schroll strikes out. There goes Hegan. The throw from Bailey to second, and Hegan is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 14, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 14, and the Reds 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeffcoat covering, for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bauschi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 14, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ennis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Bell pinch hits for Pete Wisenant. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-9, Phillies. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 14, and Cincinnati Reds, 9. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.